Tobacco companies that breach the government's planned plain packaging laws could face fines of up to $1 million. The government will introduce the bill to Parliament today, and the tobacco industry is nonetheless threatening several legal challenges to that proposed legislation. The government, however, says it is confident that it can win any legal fight. A West Australian farmer has decided not to go ahead with a planned mass cattle cull today. Nico Botha says he has to shoot about 3,000 head of cattle because of the ban on live exports to Indonesia. He says he decided to postpone today's cull because of all the media attention it was getting. Nearly 200 people have drowned when their boat caught fire on its way to Saudi Arabia. The boat was carrying refugees from Sudan. It had been at sea for 4 hours when the blaze broke out. Four people from Yemen who owned the boat have now been arrested. An appeals court in the Netherlands has found the Dutch state is responsible for the deaths of three Muslim men in the 1995 Srebrenica massacre. Dutch troops surrendered the men to Bosnian Serb troops when they overran the town and killed around 8,000 men and boys. The ruling now opens the way for families of those victims to attempt to sue for compensation. And Tiger Airways has stopped selling tickets online as doubts remain about when its planes will start flying again. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission had threatened legal action if the airway didn't suspend those sales. The airline's domestic flights have been grounded until Saturday because of safety and maintenance concerns.